said last week, the book of James is a very practical book, and it's one of the books I've been endeavouring to memorise. It's a very encouraging book in the things of God. James chapter 1, and if we can read together verse 1 through 8, starting in verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Amen. Let's pray now. Father, we would bow once again before you, Lord, to seek a blessing, Lord, from you. We know that you've said we can come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and grace to help in time of need. Lord, any time we open the Word of God is a time of need. We need you. We need the Spirit of God to teach us and show us and guide and lead us into all truth. And so, Father, we would commit ourselves to you, ask now for your blessing, and we'd give you thanks in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Right, last week we looked at verse 1. Tonight we want to focus on verse 2. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And I want to just first of all remind us of what he says there opening up. My brethren, having said he's a servant or a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ and of God, and he's writing to these particular people, he now, as it were, says, I'm one of you, my brethren. I believe he's saying something like, I can relate to you. If we could say, James, did you ever go through any tests or trials? he would say, how long have you got? so he's now introducing himself, as it were, as one of them, my brethren. Now, I want to go to the end of the verse and then work back to the front. You say, that's not the way you should do it. Well, that's the way we're going to do it. All right, we're going to start with the word temptations, first of all. Temptations, those tests or trials that come from God or are permitted by God, and God has in mind our good. Now, the ones that James is talking about here in these opening verses are not the same tests or trials that he deals with later on from verse 13 and following. In verse 13, he talks there about, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. Now, the two temptations or tests or trials are different. There's no contradiction there. We'll look at the one in verse 13 some other time, Lord willing, but he's talking about there those temptations to sin, those allurements to sin in verse 13. These trials, these temptations that he's dealing with to start with are not in that category. These are trials that God brings or permits in our life, and he has certain things in mind when he does that. And we know that trials are the lot of every Christian. I know we say that, but sometimes we need to remind ourselves. They are to be expected. Sometimes as a young Christian, someone gets saved and they're excited, they're saved and their sins are forgiven, and they think this is going to be just the most magnificent thing for the rest of my life and it'll be wonderful. And it is all wonderful, but what they do learn after a little while, not too far down the track, is that there are tests and trials that come in.